As a gentle snow falls on Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Are you going to sit and just go?
Class is in session at the Bolt home.
Notice that 10 to the 0 power equals 1.
Colleen Bolt homeschools her 5 children.
184?
Yes.
Which she says is the easy part. What's more difficult for her and her husband is figuring out how to make ends meet.
We feel very blessed that he does have a job. It's always in the back of our mind that it might not be there tomorrow.
Bolt and many others in Michigan say they are making do with less these days.
$15.4 trillion. I remember when
Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, a native of this state, is trying to key in to such voter concerns.
It's tough. You've got a lot of people in real trouble in this country.
Romney is running about even with Rick Santorum, who hopes to appeal to working class concerns here. Michigan's economy has suffered dramatically for years. There are some recent signs of recovery, but Kalamazoo Chamber of Commerce President Stuart Sandstrom says voter confidence is still down.
This idea of the cost of living's gone up, especially gas prices, and we can see that daily, and the income not going up, that it stifles things.
High gas prices are a concern for David Roy. His company, Lake Michigan Mailers, spends about $10,000 a week on fuel. It's just one of many issues he grapples with as a small business owner.
When you look at what's going on in the state, or when you look at what's going on in Washington, is there any predictability in what's going on? Can we predict what's going to happen next? It affects people, to use the euphemism, Main Street, because they start saying, you know what, I can't plan for what's next.
Roy still hasn't decided which candidate to vote for in Michigan's February 28th Republican primary election. That's not the case for Colleen Bolt, who is solidly supporting Rick Santorum. But with her oldest child in college, and 4 more on the way.
But are these numbers actually greater or less than?
She says no candidate has the right equation about how to help them pay for it.
Thank you.
That's very good, Bethany. Do we have a plan? Taking it day by day and trusting that God will provide.
Bolt's immediate plan is to deal with the snow piling up on her sidewalk, something she can manage with a little help from her students. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Kalamazoo, Michigan.